Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 1. I'll be reading from the Passion Bible translation tonight because there's a transitioning that is taking place in the body of Christ, remnant-wise, not the whole body of Christ, but that remnant is the one going to bring the things of God in place in these season. In Ephesians 1, the first three verses are very important. Now, I'll make a statement that if you hold on to it, the revelations that come out, you'll be ready to receive them. Ephesians is a revelation of the grace transitioning from the law to grace, transitioning from what you can do to what already has been done. Big difference, big difference. Even with prayer and meditation and prayer and different things, we do what is right. But we always got to remember it is not us doing it. And I think to a certain point, we have begin to depend on ourselves more than God. I know that's a low blow, but self-effort, we press. But if you're not pressing knowledgeably, spiritually, have the spiritual knowledge that you need to have, it will cause a lot of hardship that shouldn't be present in your life. So the transitioning has to be an apostolic transition. It can't be a normal pattern. It can't be who I'm pleasing and who I'm not pleasing. It just got to be shifting in gears that the Spirit tell you shift in. And those who are believers and want to do it and want to have it, they'll get it, and the other one won't get it. Okay, so we're in a shifting mode now. Shifting in the Spirit. And so you can't, and at this time, thank you, Holy Ghost, at this time, you can't have your feeling on your back. Okay, some things going to be dropped. Some things going to be taken off. Some things going to be left out. But I can assure you, I'm about to say something, I can see you stronger and stronger. The Lord had me lost. I lost two sermons. I can't find the pads because he wanted me to do this tonight. So I look for them all up in the house. Look, I say, I know what this is. He had done that before. He wanted me to change what I was going to do. So here, you listen very closely because I think some things going to transpire in your life tonight. I think your anointing going to take another shape. Okay? I think some things you're putting up with, you're not going to put up with them no more. That's a dimension in this spirit world. If you keep seeking him, he'll unfold himself more and more. And he never stop unfolding. I said God never stop unfolding because you can't fully unfold God because he's unfoldable. He's so great. The dynamics of God are so great. So yeah, in Ephesians 1, the first three verses, that third verse is a powerful verse, but I'm going to read in the Passion Bible. And I want you to put a note, because this Passion Bible got it in large writing, heaven riches. Heaven's, it's not the subject, but heaven's riches. I think the only thing that can open up heaven riches is the revelation and the transference of grace properly. Other words, you're not gonna be able to handle it. You're not gonna be able to see it. You're not gonna be able to hear it. You're not gonna be able to wear it. You have to understand. Well, let's just use the two words. Grace means ownership. And look at the next word, favor. Favor. Other words, all the attribute for me to have an abundant life, I already have it by favor. Now, this pulpit, apostolically, prophetically, pastorally, evangelist-wise, and teacher, should be transferring that to your heart, transferring that to your spirit, transferring that to your senses, that you know how to walk in it yourself and not be dependent on somebody else to do it for you. That's why we've got to go over and look again at Ephesians 4:11, where it talks about the 16, the apostle and the prophet, and what our job supposed to be, and you supposed to become Christians adults. And not remain babies thinking you don't have no power. You have no idea. We have no idea how powerful we are. And especially if we know how to function in the spirit world properly. You listen to me? Heaven riches is grace, ownership, and faith partnership. God made me a faith partner. And that faith tap into him, his grace. So you're supposed to be operating, oh, thank you, Lord. You're supposed to be operating by faith, favor and faith. Favor, matter of fact, let's say, let's do the little rhyme. Favor and faith should be the flavor of your life. You ought to be eating good, sleeping good, walking good, singing good. See, having peace when all hell and broke out in the natural and the normal, but you're still walking in peace. So the Passion Bible said in the first verse said, my name is Paul, and I was chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus, the Messiah. I'm writing this letter to all the devoted believers who have been made holy by being one with Jesus, the anointed one. So that means we can be made holy, right?
Yes, sir.
Second verse said, may God himself, the heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you and impart total well-being in your life. Release. So if we can get a revelation of this release grace as we should and make this grace transition tonight, let me give you what we're going to be dealing with. Yielding to the grace transfer life fully. Yielding to the grace transfer life fully. I wrote a footnote. Apostolic grace transitioning. Ephesians is about grace transitioning, I'm telling you now. You're going to be able to read that book better when you understand that. Devoted believers have been made holy by being one with Jesus, the anointed one. The second verse, third verse now. The third verse, I like the King James version of it. We'll get to it in a few minutes. May God himself, the heavenly Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, release grace over you. Release grace over you. and impart total well-being. So what followed that grace is total well-being. I believe in that grace aspect, you be totally anointed. In other words, if you don't understand the acceptance of grace, your anointing will only go to a certain degree. Let me say it this way, and we're trampling in virgin territory. Apostolically, gracefully anointed. In other words, brought up to a higher level of revelation, a higher level of understanding, cutting traditional trees down that been blocking the breeze. In other words, tonight there will be some, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Say amen.
Amen.
Divine transfers up in here. There have been some things, oh my goodness, the enemy has been blocking from you with no fault of your own. It's just certain things you got to know that you are owner of and have the right type of faith to make it move. Now the third verse in this Passion Bible, in the kind of captures in large black writing, our sonship and the Father's plan. Our sonship, I like that. Our sonship and the Father's plan. See, the Father has a plan, but the plan is a grace plan. It's not the law. It's not what so much you can do. It's how, watch, oh Lord. It's not how much you can do, but how much can you receive? Is it possible to a certain degree? We have been trying to do our receiving. Is it possible that the Holy Spirit can take a hold of your spirit tonight and you leave here as a receiver? I can tell you this. It's one of the points I got down here somewhere. Your deceiving days are over. Feeling won't deceive you. Bad reports. Better listen to me here. Won't deceive you because they're broken English. There ain't nothing my God can't handle. So don't you come telling me it's over for me. You don't have the last word over my life. Notice, my brothers and sisters, that grace can replace anything. Grace can remove anything out of your life that needs to be removed. And grace can put in your life anything that needs to be deposited. Are you all listening?
Yes, sir.
All of your drifting days are over. Every day from this night forward, you're going to live a shifting day. Moving from one degree to another degree, because you're going to have grace insight and grace revelation and grace anointing upon you in a special way. It's, let me say it's simple. And I believe all of y'all appreciate this. I appreciate it. Your feeling not going to run you no more. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. You're feeling how the other person treat you. Not, how the other person treat you. How the other person greet you. Not going to run your life no more. Don't make no difference. Do you know what that means now? Do you know what that's going to mean to your life tomorrow? Tonight? Do you know what that means? It doesn't matter how you treat me. I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to my destiny. I'm still going to be led by the Spirit. Hurt and pain going to leave you tonight. All hurt, all pain, all misuse.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
A grace coating is coming up on your life tonight. Your life filled with favor. Everybody won't give you favor. They don't know why, but you're wearing something. Insight and revelation and understanding as a son and a daughter of God, who you are. Our sonship and the Father's plan. Grace is the only thing that can open it up. Our sonship and the Father's plan. That's two dynamics there. If I fully understand my sonship and I understand the Father's plan for his son. You know we're talking about daughter too, right? Huh? So I like that. Our sonship and the Father's plan. And we're talking about yielding to the grace, transfer life fully. Yielding to the grace, transfer life fully. Now you got to have revelation. You got to have enlightenment. That's my job. You got to have insight. But you also got to have ears to hear. So it says in the third verse in the Passion Translation, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped in Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. Now the King James Version, you guys basically we carried King James Version, and I want to look at it a minute. Because I'll start saying some things that I have to have you up with me to flow in this thing. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Lord have mercy. And this been, but it couldn't be. And I have to say some things that sound selfish. The reason I had to say, but I'm not afraid of them, because I'm not going to let this enemy trick us with this not saying it. There are places the church can't get to without the apostle. Now I'm talking about I'm talking about a genuinely called, anointed, time spent apostle. Have went through certain ranks and you understand? Not no Sunday school teacher. A Sunday school teacher can't be no apostle, you just teach Sunday school. I'm talking about having experience and deliverance. Blessing, signs and wonders in your life.
Yes,
you know, I got three sons preaching the gospel.
Yes,
that's not normal. I told the preachers, man, I got three sons preaching the gospel and they're all on my heel.
Yes,
no disrespect.
Glory to God.
The Lord told me who my wife was. What?
Glory to
I can go on and on and on of things that have happened on supernatural stages. I didn't know I was on a supernatural stage at that time. Probably hundreds of things happened to my life over these 50 years that are naturally unexplainable. You know, and like when he told me, quit my job. Bro, I'm broke, man. How you quit a job, a good paying job, broke? Then a few months later, call my wife and tell her I quit. But you can't talk to people about that. I can't talk to none of my brothers about it. Because they'd have been talking to me. Come, I need to talk to you, son. No, God was talking.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Are you following? So. Lord have mercy. This third verse in his first chapter of Ephesians, King James Version. And this is a great statement. This is the whole book of Ephesians is transferring the grace lifestyle. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will someday bless us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. When we get to heaven, we're going to have everything we need. Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. That's a great statement. Now, let's go to Ephesians 4. I got to go there. Verse 11 is when I started out in the apostolic ministry. These verses, God told me, are the pivotal verses to train, and demand his people to have the best. If you preaching something that's not manifesting in your life, why should I listen to you? But, and then, don't get nervous when it start manifesting. And cut your own crazy self off. Because you don't understand what's happening. You don't understand sacrifice. You don't understand steadfastness. You're supposed to have an example. It's supposed to happen to you. Let them go. Let them go. Don't try to hold them down. Let them go. It's opening doors for you and gates for you.
Yes, sir.
It's Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Isaac sold in the day of famine.
Yes, sir.
And became a mayor for the people. Said, we still can be blessed. Because he received 100-fold.
Yes, sir.
It says in the 11th verse of Ephesians 4:11 in the Passion Translation, because they keep using that word grace, 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 grace. And he appointed some with grace to be apostles, and some with grace to be prophets, and some with grace to be evangelists, and some with grace, grace, grace to be pastors, and some with grace to be teachers, because they're all supposed to be functioning in a grace ministry. Not constantly telling you how bad you live in. Give me some wisdom. Give me some insight so I can change. And you can't be hard-headed and hard-hearted when God hit a soft spot in your life. And you get mad with real. You can't get mad with revelation and grow. I supposed to read your mail sometimes. See, shoot, that hurt. Yeah. Every now and then I'm supposed to come out of this pulpit and punch you. Every now and then I need to come right where you said, bam, and come run back up here. And hit you with love. But, oh my goodness, I want to see you grow. You're not supposed to stay in the same level. You're not supposed to stay in the same trouble. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Something's supposed to happen in here to change your situation.
Yes, sir.
The more anointed you become, the more blessed you're going to be. And you'll be a blessing to others.
Yes, sir.
God wants you so blessed that you're blessed to others.
Yes, sir.
So he's talking about all these grace offices. So you see, and I like the word some too. Because we got a lot of people appointing themselves apostles now. They're on TV, they're all apostles. You think this is apostle season, I guess. It's just, I think I'm going to be an apostle this morning. You can't do that, okay? Now, I'll take you a little deeper tonight. You'll see the difference between an apostle and a pastor. Before I close, we'll get a little deeper in the spirit. Hallelujah. I feel it coming on now. Don't tell me you don't pull the feel nothing.
Yes.
I don't want this fearless God. Fearless God. No, no. Every now and then. something ought to move in the building every now and then. Holy Ghost supposed to back you up. So it says here. In the 11th verse, it gives these different graces, and they are called the 12th verse, and they are calling this is to nurture and prepare all the holy believers to do their own work of ministry. What? And as they do this, they will enlarge and build up the body of Christ. Get all these babies out the church. These grace ministries, I'm in verse 13, will function until we all attain oneness in the faith, there we go, until we all experience the fullness of what it means to know the Son of God, my God. Experience the fullness. And finally, we become one into a perfect man with the full dimensions, plural, of spiritual maturity. Four dimensions of spiritual maturity. Grace and faith, rightly dividing the word, will bring you to the full dimension. Watch what I say, I come up my mouth now, of the abundant life.
Yes.
Of spiritual maturity and fully developed into the abundance of Christ. Fully developed. And look at verse 14. And then our, oh my goodness, immaturity will end. There's no such thing as something I can't have. There's no such thing as a son and a daughter of God of nothing I cannot do. And then our immaturity, verse 14, we're in. Oh, hallelujah. And then our immaturity, we're in. Lord, the devil don't want to hear that. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Coming to an end of immaturity? Coming to an end of not knowing who they are? Coming to an end of not knowing what they can do? The power of using the name of Jesus,
yes, sir,
become a reality to you.
Jesus.
The power of the blood flow is around you all the time.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You woke up this morning with resurrection power flowing all over you.
Yes, sir.
You should have those days.
Yes.
You should have those days. You should have the days you wake up, you don't know what happened. You just flying. You just, oh my goodness, just good. You just wake up and before you put clothes on, God wrapped you with goodness. Those days are available. See, you can't let your mind, the natural man, and your last name. What happened yesterday?
Yes, sir.
It's a brand new day.
Yes,
sir. Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Didn't say fight faith. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Well, when you have faith wrapped with grace, you're going to have a good fight.
Yes,
see, grace says you already won.
Yes.
Faith come and say, it belonged to me. Stop being so sad. Jesus Christ. People look at you and you look like a road they've been working on. Just laugh. Stop being so sad. He wasn't that good anyway. If you miss him, he wasn't that good. Sometimes Lord fix it when you miss him. The right one coming. Shh. I got over that, Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm talking to somebody. Ma, I'm back at verse 13. These grace ministry, because I'm going to take this little pad and wear you out in a few minutes. These grace ministry will function until we all obtain oneness in the faith, until we all experience the fullness of what it means to know the Son of God. And finally, we become one in a perfect man with the full dimension of spiritual maturity and fully developed in the abundance of Christ. And then our immaturity will end. It will not be easily shaken by trouble. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Your easy being shaken by trouble is over. Trouble gonna come. You understand? As long as you're in this life, some mess gonna come along trying to mess your life up. Don't let it shake you up. Go get your biscuit. It's always gonna be a video. Don't let trouble shut you down. See, from now on, oh Lord, listen to this. From now on, my brothers and sisters, here's what I'm hearing. Trouble gonna promote you. Everybody who try to come against you going to be a stepping stone. Because you know the truth. You're walking in love. You're walking by faith. You as a Christian, you're not hurting nobody on purpose. Jesus. And we will not be easily shaken by trouble, nor led astray by, this is now, N-O-V-E-L teaching. Novel. I'm apostle. And don't have a pot to cook in. Like the man behind me one time, the boy said, I said, I'm out of debt. When I first got out of debt many years ago. I'm out of debt. I don't owe nobody. He said, I don't owe nobody nothing either. I looked back and said, what do you have? You ain't got a car. You ain't got no house. I guess you don't owe nobody. You ain't got nothing to owe nobody for. See, but he won't make like he's just like me. And what I was doing, now listen to me, trying to take the stupidness out of him.
Yeah.
Don't you set you and be robbed.
Yes,
your potentials are so great.
Yes,
everybody I'm talking to everybody. How can you do that? God's so vast.
Yes,
God can make a somebody out of nobody.
Yes.
That's why I can preach. I don't have to pick categories to preach in and ask you what grade you went to. We're not talking about that. We're talking about supernatural now. We're talking about a God of love. We're talking about a God who can promote you right now. We're talking about a God who's calling your name tonight. Shifting everything, everything about to shift around. You got to get in a new position. And oh my goodness, all you got to do is mature. Mature in grace, mature in faith. And those maturity going to cause you to mature in the spirit. I believe, I know the Holy Ghost knows everything. So I got somebody living on the inside of me that know more than anybody on the outside of me. Say, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is a grace carrier. He picks up what Jesus did on the cross. And give it to me. What we got to do, my brothers and sisters? We got to let the Holy Ghost take us out of the sense realm and move in the spirit realm. Let me read this introduction to you. I'm just at the introduction right now. In a half hour or more. Permitting the Holy Spirit, and take notes as I go. Permitting the Holy Spirit and prayer to make this divine shift in your life fully. The Holy Spirit in prayer. The grace-given lifestyle is so powerful, the enemy don't want the believers to understand fully, listen to this, the cross ownership rights. This is resurrection power. And rights knocking at the believer's heart door tonight. This is this is resurrection power and rights knocking on the doors of the believer's heart. We're being called by God. Listen to this, very simple. Let the grace flow. When I say let the grace flow, it's let ownership flow. Let it is finished flow. My health is finished. My healing is finished. My wealth is finished. My longevity is finished. My joy is finished. My peace, I don't care what's going on. My peace is finished. I'm going to sit down and rest myself. Y'all ain't gonna bring me through all this hell, all this hell y'all raising. I'm going to sit down and rest myself. I'm going to get me a sandwich. Drink me some tea. You know what? I look at you. If you listen to me, and I believe you are. Your normal living is over. We're talking about maturing in grace. Maturing in grace. Grace maturity. Grace maturity. I never heard it before. Grace maturity. Maturing in grace. Oh, how he wants us to mature in grace, trusting him for things that he has already done.
Yes, sir.
Stop trying to get him to do something. Stop trying to get me to do something that's already yours.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm gonna use a term you've heard, but it'll serve well. How can I say it, Lord? Naming and claiming. Because you got a right to it. It's already yours. I want to drown all your sadness tonight. Kill your sadness. Crucify your sadness. That you have a resurrection tonight. Right here on Wednesday night Bible study. That the Holy Spirit can put his arm around you and shake you real good and tell you, we're going to work this out. Walk it out. With the three letters, W-I-N. That's what Christ is all about. That's what Jesus is all about. I feel Jesus patting me on my back. That's what Jesus is all about. You're supposed to be a winner. Not a sinner. Let me finish. There's resurrection power and rights knocking on the door of the believer's heart. We're being called by God to let the grace flow. Listen, there are manifestations and demonstration of grace that will sweep normal living out of your life. You didn't get it. There are manifestation and demonstration of grace that's coming because you're under this message. Because see what I'm preaching getting in your faith.
Yes, sir.
Oh, let me say it another way. What I'm preaching getting into your expectation.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it another way. What I'm preaching getting in your revelation.
Yes.
What I'm preaching, getting in your spirit, getting in your mind, getting into your life. You understand? So then faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So what the Holy Spirit is putting out is getting in you now. When you need it, it's going to rise. So we're not here tonight going through the motion. All of these times are important to me. No routine. I'm serious. Oh no. I mean I'm not expecting your life to change. In your prayer time, God's going to give you prophecies. He's going to give you insight. He's going to give you a word of wisdom, word of knowledge. He's going to give you, that's what it's all about. You can't whoop a person who's operating in the gifts. They're way ahead of you. You're looking back and say, you won't go up? You won't get saved? Let the grace flow. Say it. Say it again. All right. There are manifestation and demonstration of grace that will sweep normal living out of your life. I'll give you that again. There are manifestation and demonstration of grace that will sweep normal living out of your life. So what are you saying, Apostle? Your normal living days are over. This world and Satan and this culture is not going to dictate to you. Don't care what laws the government passed, they're not going to run your life. Your life going to still be right. Don't care who go down, you're not going down with them. So the television not going to upset you no more. Because you don't live by television. You live by faith.
Yes.
Sweep normal living out of your life. Always having the doors of the supernatural open in every situation in your life. Always having the dole of miracles, signs, and wonders. Turn to Jude 20. And 1 Corinthians 14:2. And I'm about to make a statement I want you to record, and I want you to study those scriptures with it. You are, listen very carefully, you are coming to a failure shutdown anointing. I ought to go to my seat now. You are coming. I heard that. I said, oh my goodness. I jump out the seat. You are coming to a failure shutdown anointing. Jude 20. Building yourself in your most holy faith. But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's going to bring that anointing to you. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit,
yes, sir,
he speak his mystery.
Yes, sir.
Powerful, man.
Yes, sir.
You come into a failure shutdown anointing. You ever heard that before?
Yes, sir.
You wrote it down?
Yes, sir.
You can go back and peep in your notes. Something look like getting a little rough? Last Wednesday, I came to a failure shutdown anointing. So I can't fail. So I'm going to shut this thing down. Through with trying to get through prayer and confession today, ownership through prayer and confession. Through with trying to get stuff through prayer and confession. Through with trying to get through prayer and confession to take an ownership through prayer and confession.
Yes, sir.
John 15:7.
Yes, sir.
That the scripture say, if you abide in me,
yes, sir,
and my words abide in you,
yes, sir,
ask what you will.
Yes, sir.
Make a demand on what is rightfully yours,
yes,
and I'll see to it that you have it. One translation said that away. We got this right, children. We got this right. I got about 12 minutes. You got this right.
Yes, sir.
Seeing grace, hearing grace, talking grace, and walking grace is coming up on you while I speak. Ephesians 1:1-3. We read that earlier. I'm not going to be able to get to it. I know it. Knowing how to pray a full grace anointing in your life. Ephesians 1:15-23. Turn to Ephesians 3:20. Let me make a statement to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3:20. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, somebody in here, somebody online may need to hear this clearly, because I want to give it out to you. Grace victory belong to every child of God. That means that all that Jesus did on the cross, the nail in his hand, the sword in his side, the bleeding, all that belong to you right now. Now unto him. Oh, hallelujah. That is able to do exceedingly abundantly.
Yes, sir.
Above. That's three powerful words. Exceeding. I want you to think exceeding, abundantly, and above. All that we ask or think according to the power that works in us.
Yes, sir.
The power in you.
Yes, sir.
Look at the person next to him and tell them the power in you. Why you ain't using it? And you ain't want to tell them that, did you? See, y'all don't want to go apostle. Y'all want to be pastor. You got to ask them why you're not using it. Don't care if they get upset. So here's one, Psalm 103. Put in your note 105. Are you ready to take a great shout in and on your life now? In other words, he's trying to shower us with grace. Grace rivers are flowing. Grace rain is falling. And you, halapakata, you under this unction, whether you know it or not, something happening. The Holy Spirit is preparing something for you. Get ready to move. You don't go to a Bible training for nothing. You don't just go there and say, I've been to church. Something should happen. You need to be driving your car back home saying, mm-hmm. See, because I've had a good many visitation up here tonight.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm when I told you soaking grace, I just got soaked in that grace myself. I mean, I just sense it. I hear the word promotion. I hear the word prevailing. I hear the word production. I speak it on you tonight. You wise enough to come out here? You wise enough to be online? I speak it as a prophet of God. I speak it over your life. Every damaging thing in your life got to move. You have grace, wisdom sleeping with you tonight. You're going to have grace dreams to tell you things that you never thought you could be or do. God's going to show it to you. I decree a grace movie screen in your life that you can watch the movies of grace or the move of grace as God starts changing things for you. There are spots you've been stuck in. You're pulling out tonight. There are thoughts that have been robbing you will be erased tonight. The Holy Spirit has loosed in here the grace eraser to erase things that are trying to rob you of your grace. Stop looking at your family member and look at Jesus. Your family won't tell you how far you can go. Tonight, you step in a grace flow. Things are going to become easier,
yes.
Bigger,
yes.
Better,
yes.
Blessed.
Yes.
This is not just about reading the Bible. This is not, that's why I did an impartation. I'm at 150 ministers. I do impartation to my sons and daughters. Some of them in here. I don't want them thinking small.
Come on.
I don't want them drinking small. It's a big God. I've seen the glory. I know God can take nothing and make something out of it. I know you don't have to beg. I know men can turn their back on you, but you ain't got to worry about it. Just don't turn your back on them. I know there's grace promotion in this house tonight. I know your regular days are over. I speak from revelation. I speak from anointing. I speak from manifestation. I speak from demonstration. I speak from weakness. When you're weak, he's strong. I speak from not being so smart. I speak from not a high IQ, but I speak from a revelation that what God can do for you. I see changes in your life. I see joy. I see peace. Don't let nobody take your peace. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. Don't let them take your peace. I see your life rising to another level. Glory to God. I see your best days upon you right now. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about right now, tonight. Joy. Peace. Unspeakable. And full of glory. I see God, people maturing in grace. Maturing in faith. Maturing in God. Maturing in Jesus. Maturing in the Holy Spirit. Your faults, I got to close, and your weaknesses will not lock you down anymore. Everybody got faults. Everybody got weaknesses. It's what you do with it. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. We can find mercy and grace to help. So when your weak spot come, hurry. Go to the throne of grace and mercy where God can help you. Listen, this is not going to sound right. The weaker you are, the stronger you are. Because you stop depending on yourself. People think they're so smart, they don't depend on God. They're going to figure it out. Here comes somebody who depends on God and just pass them up. How she got up there? Grace. Revelation. Anointing. Impartation. Now tonight I'll close. I didn't get all my notes out. But I'm hearing this now. From this night forward, you will be swimming in rivers of living grace. Yo, I'm telling you, listen to me online. Remember, I'm telling your life tonight changed. I feel anointing. I've been through that river. I've been in that river. I'm in that river now. Ministry-wise, family-wise, financial-wise, health-wise, I'm just in there. Doesn't matter what come, I know I'm in there. In reading my Bible right over and over again, what happened to my life? It's your divine rights. Yes, sir. Read Genesis 12, 1, 2, 3. Yes, Read Isaiah 45, 1 through 3, if you don't believe it. Whatever I'm packing, you got a right to pack it. So I can easily tell you, you're about to be promoted, sister, brother. Because I'm packing stacks of grace. Got to be grace because I couldn't do it. And I'm releasing that grace upon you tonight to change everything that needs to be changed. I'm hearing the words, you'll never be left out again. Don't worry about who come against you. I know this is gonna hurt. I'm gonna say it. I know a lot of people who came against me and they're dead. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, not nine, not ten. I'm going on. No, I can call their name. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Because I'm not fighting nobody. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help everybody. People better be mindful how they treat you. Listen, man, God don't play. No. He's a loving God, but he don't play. Listen, he don't play. You keep talking about the wrong person. What? Grace. Promotion cometh in this house tonight. You honor a grace promotion anointing. Just hug it and just keep it with you. A grace promotion anointing is upon me now. Anybody connected to you, they get close to you, you're gonna get off on them. Let go of that worry. Mm-hmm. Stop looking at them people down the street. You don't know what's going on in that house. Might have bright lights on that house and lights flickering, but you getting there hell everywhere. Don't go by that. Just enjoy what you have. Your promotion day has come. I'm trying to close. Your promotion day has come. Tell the person next to you, your promotion day has come. Receive it. How you receive it? Believe it. It's mine. I have it now. Now you know who I'm talking to. I don't have to call your name. He coming. He coming. It's a he. He coming. My wife, Mom, I asked her more than one time, you sure you won't marry him? He coming. She lived long enough to see it. Yes, that our daughter was well taken care of. Yes. He coming. Don't cry now. Don't let anybody know who I'm talking to. Come on, Leroy. Shed me now. Glory, glory, glory. Help me. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why you didn't say she coming? Because he didn't tell me she coming. He told me he coming. You don't want no she to come in the place of a he. You don't want no she coming and you a she. I look at TV people in marriage, I put in 15 years and didn't know he wasn't a man. How'd that happen? I want to see the man have his first baby. Then I'm going to change all my mind. I'm going to preach different. But I got to be in the room to see the baby come out. That ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to happen.
Hallelujah.
Sure, I'm going to sit down, man. I'm going to tell you all men right now. Apostolically, I'm about to push y'all harder.
Come on.
Men, I'm about to push all the men harder into their place of victory. There's still a lot of real men.
Come on.
I don't care how many LG, all that stuff. It's still a lot of men. We still got a lot of men, real men. They got men up in here. Talk to me, boy. You couldn't look at me and think, sissy.
Come on.
I got none of the attribute. I look at none of these men in here, I don't have none of the attribute. Had one come up here, but he left. I knew he was a sissy. I looked at him, sissy. He came about 3 or 4 times and he left. I said, thank God. I'm going to call him out after a while. Come on, Leroy. Oh, I see some of y'all don't want to clap. But that's the truth.